MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The South African Tourism Services Association, under its Chief Executive Officer David Frost, has condemned the Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille's dissolution of the South African Tourism Board, calling it legally questionable and damaging to an industry that is fighting its way back from 2 years of pandemic turbulence. With serious accusations ranging from political interference to undermining global marketing efforts, the story, I would suggest, hits at the very heart of governance, accountability, and also our image abroad. David Frost, a very warm welcome to you. And you say that the minister's decision was based on a meeting that never took place. What does that tell us, and why is that important in your opinion?
Good afternoon, Jeremy, and always a treat to be with you. Just a slight correction. It's not a statement by me. This was a unanimous SATSA board resolution of 19 directors. So I speak on behalf of a very mandated and corporate SATSA on this matter. It came down to a decision the minister took in terms of legal advice she obtained, which is on a sort of a technical issue about whether there was a meeting or not. But I think, Jeremy, it's very, you know, just to, because this issue's been played out in many interviews and, you know, articles. But I just wanted to bring in perhaps a slightly different perspective on this. And this is one of just taking a step back and bringing some emotional intelligence into the equation. This is a board that the minister herself constituted at the end of September 2024. It has the best and most competent industry individuals ever assembled on South African Tourism Board. Industry leaders, CEOs of businesses with an impeccable track record. And she chose this board. It wasn't foisted on her. She didn't inherit it. But in the space of a couple of months, she has fallen totally out of kilter with the board. She appointed a chair, a social scientist from UWC, instead of one of the industry leaders with board experience. There was a disjuncture between the board and the chairman, to the extent that it ended up with a vote of no confidence. But this was brought to her attention along the way. But at the nub of it, Jeremy, is a forensic report, independent forensic report that the board received in April this year. They didn't commission it. It came from a previous board and an irregular finding by the Auditor General, which directly raised issues about the current CEO and recommended remedial action. The board is obliged to act, and they did so. They kept the minister abreast. They sought her concurrence. But rather than sit down with the board, and these are your people that you've assembled, this is your team, and talk this through and get onto the same page, she obfuscates, she kicks for touch, and you know, if I ask enough, you know, hundreds of thousands of questions and ask this and that, you know, this thing, let's kick the can down the road. There's a very interesting parallel here, Jeremy. I served on the board of South African Tourism under Minister Derek Hunnicombe, and Sisa and Shauna, who was a previous CEO, was implicated in alleged wrongdoing. Minister Hunnicombe immediately met with our board, chaired ably by Pam Yucca, and we had a deputy chair in Tanya Abramsa. And it's instructive, Minister de Lille has not appointed a deputy chair. She had 9 months to do so. But Hunnicombe sat with us. He said, I have every confidence in you as a board. This is your job. You've got to do this. But what support do you need from me? That's ministerial. This behavior from Patricia de Lille in this thing is highly questionable and really, I think, is unbecoming of a minister.
Which begs the question, David Frost, what do you think the motive is?
Well, Jeremy, I mean, I really don't want to get into that realm of speculation, but, you know, she put a statement out that said she got rid of the board because they'd held a meeting. The board pushed back saying we didn't actually have a meeting. It was a round robin resolution, which she's now recanted if you listen to the interviews she's done now. And she's sort of come out fighting. But in one of the interviews, Jeremy, she calls herself, I'm a smiling dictator. Now, what are we meant to do? Just chuckle that away? No, we do. This is South Africa. her behavior is out of the Trumpian playbook or out of something out of Saudi Arabia. We're not those countries. We're a democracy. We have corporate governance. Zondo goes in. He's a whole chapter in the Zondo Commission about ministerial overreach and roles and responsibilities. She put that board in place. Trust your board. It's their job to execute their fiduciary duty. They were doing so with all the good intentions in the world. And she has come in to obfuscate that process and to take the draconian step of dismissing an entire board. Sometimes you've got to look at yourself, Minister, because you put them in place.
You'll be happy, David Frost, that the dissolved board is now planning court action to challenge this. You would support that, no doubt, as an organization.
In our statement, we support their legal challenge, absolutely. I understand they're serving papers today, and I think it's right and proper that this matter is sort of ventilated in the court. And then I think it's also very important that the Portfolio Committee is seeing both the minister and the dissolved board on Tuesday. And I mean, Jeremy, just to put it into perspective, I mean, and one might chuckle on this. It's very rare in politics, and you've been in the game a long time, that the EFF and the DA are totally aligned on something, and they are totally aligned in their opposition to the minister's actions in this respect.
Is it too early to start measuring the economic or reputational fallout?
I think it definitely is. But let me say the following. Is that SAT as an organization has been dysfunctional now for a number of years. We in the private sector do not see value. They do not communicate their business plans. They do their own thing. And I must just say, in the last 2 years under the now suspended CEO, the performance has been abysmal. We've had the worst meetings Africa on record. Indaba was a shambles. We have had sight of their country plans. They really aren't worth the paper they're written on. They've come up with a ridiculous ad about people floating around and finding new joy. The private sector, almost to a person, just finds it laughable. But so the private sector spends its own money marketing the country and indeed outspends SA Tourism by almost 20 to 1. So the private sector is resilient. We will get out and continue to do the good work. It would be so good at some stage to have a functioning SAT. And this board was well on its way to making that happen. There were good people. From a private sector point of view, we could transact and start to do things with them. And everything was on track. It's the minister that's actually unfortunately burnt the bridge.
David Frost, very quickly, what in your opinion or in SATSA's opinion would a clean resolution look like that restores trust but also is clean and transparent?
Well, I mean, I think the minister needs to recant. I think she really needs to take a cold shower. And I want to say, Jeremy, and the minister will know this, when she first came in, we were totally behind her. As I was behind the CEO at SAT, we gave them every support. And, we had good engagements. But you cannot take a step of this nature and just sort of shrug it off and, you know, laugh away that I'm a smiling dictator. You know, reinstate the board. We will continue with the good programs and we will get stuff done and let the process take its course. This is the CEO's been suspended. There'll be an inquiry. If indeed she is not guilty of the associations, that's the way she clears her name. And that happened with Sisa and Shauna. He was cleared of the wrongdoing and, you know, life went on.
Thank you very much indeed. That's the Chief Executive Officer of the Southern Africa Tourism Services Association, David Frost.